I don't feel let down by the players at all. You know, at the end of the day, you live and die by the sword, and I gave this job 100% of my time over the last couple of years. And the disappointing thing was I thought that we were nearly there to cracking it. I really do. But yeah, I take responsibility for it. Oh, look, I think we played inconsistent cricket the last two series. Certainly in India, in tough conditions, we were outplayed, albeit with a very young team and in conditions that were very foreign to a lot of them. I think that the Champs Trophy was a real disappointment for me, because I think we're probably 20 minutes away from something special. You know, pretty convinced we would have got over the line against New Zealand. We would have chased 250 down comfortably against Sri Lanka, and you know, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation now. So we were probably just a little bit inconsistent, I think. And then obviously the couple of discipline issues, you know, and you know, I guess I've got to take that on the chin.
So do you have any regrets about the way you handled the David Warner incident on this tour?
No, not at all. I think we handled it exactly by the book. We set ourselves a process that we'd put in place, and we handled it with that process. So not at all. I think it was handled appropriately. I've got complete trust in this group of players. They're exceptionally well led. They're a good young group of players who need to learn the ropes. They need to learn the ropes quickly, and they're learning the ropes the hard way at the minute. But there's a lot of talent in that group. The players are outstanding. They're a really good bunch of guys. And I've always lived with the philosophy that you give the players the roots to grow and the wings to fly. And I've certainly tried to do that with this group of players.
Mickey, Tim Abraham from Sky. Hi, thanks, by the way, for fronting up. It's good to hear from you so soon after what's happened. You know the players well. What do you think about the timing? You know the international scene so well. For a team that's going into such an important campaign, what's it going to be like for the players as they prepare to face England?
The players will be fine. You know, I'm pretty sure there's a really good coach coming back in. The captain's an outstanding character and individual, so the players will just go about their business well. We had a lovely little farewell this morning and moved on. You know, life moves on. Tomorrow they'll be training in Taunton, then on Wednesday they'll be fronting up, preparing for what's going to be a very, very good series.
And you've achieved a lot at the highest level with South Africa in domestic cricket too. This would have been special for you. How much does personal pride take a hit here?
Yeah, look, of course. No, I mean, nobody likes losing their job. You know, all I can say is that I've given this job 100% commitment. You know, and if I can look back on it and say I've chucked everything at it. And if it wasn't good enough, well, you know, so be it. But I think I leave with a lot of professional pride. I leave with a lot of professional dignity, and that's ultimately how I'd always like to be remembered. When you take on the role as elevated head coach, you drive the train within the team, and ultimately, if it's not functioning, you're the one that takes the cop. So, no, not at all. I know the responsibilities. I've been in this industry long enough to know that the responsibilities that come with being a head coach. So, no. No, not at all. I was referring down the line through India, through Mohali, where we try to set some really good standards in place. You know, we thought that, you know, the players really needed real structure. They were a group that was going in one direction, but all swimming, not in synchronization, if you like. And so we set down some real hard parameters and standards in India, and the players bought into them, and by and large the players seemed to be living by them, until obviously we had the one incident in the Champions Trophy.